Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, everybody. As a tribute to the late, great Brody Stevens, here's an episode that he was in from Just for Laughs in Toronto on September 28th, 2014, with John Doerr, Mark Forward, and JP Banu. I'm sure it's a very funny episode, and I hope you enjoy it. And as always, positive energy.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seats with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
Jason loves movies!
Oh, wow. Nice. Nice touch there on the end. All right. We're coming to you from the Queen. This sounds way too highfalutin for what's about to happen. We're coming to you from the Queen Elizabeth Theater. As part of the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival on Saturday, September 27th, say it with me, everybody, 2014 Wolf of Wall Street Fight Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Man Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph, Afternoon Delight, Sleep Perfect, Don't Get Ahead of Me, Murder, by Death Wish 3, of Me, Ghost World's End of Watch, Men Don't Leaving, Las Vegas, Food Lodge, Jingle, All the Wayne's Worlds, Fastest, Indiana Jones, and the Temple of Doom's Days of Thunderbolt and Light, Foot, Fist, Way of the Gun, Crazy. I can't wait for this year to be over. What have I done to myself? at 420-ish. Let me see your name tags, Toronto. I knew they'd be plentiful and large. You are DB? He's a DB too. He's got IMDB. Is that a Forrest Gump thing over there? Who is it?
Jason.
In the Forrest Gump poster? I don't get it. Hopefully one of our guests will get it, and they will pick it. Oh, there's some lit up back there. I like when people do that with their flashlights. I also like how all the name tags got here early. Are there any way in the back? Did anybody get here super late and not bring a name tag? Over there? Those look like little horns of the JFL mascot. What's his name? Victor? Is that his name? What is it? It is Victor? It's weird. Next Saturday, October 4th, I'm doing a 420 Doug Loves Movies at Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin. Always have a fun time there. Great guests. At Sioux Falls, I'm coming back to do stand-up at the Orpheum Theater, also highfalutin like this place, on Saturday, October 11th. Let me ask you guys a quick question, because I'm telling you, I have so much fun whenever I come to Toronto, because everyone here is super friendly and nice, likes to have a good time, and somebody up close has to have a vapor pen on them. That I could, this young lady over here, could you bring that over to me? Can I get a quick hit off of that? Is it one that works right away, or is it one that's a lot of nonsense? Oh, look at this thing. Okay. I think I can make this work. No go. Next. Yeah. Thank you. I'd pick your name tag. What's your name tag? Can't believe you have a vapor pen and a name tag. That's really, you're an outstanding person. I've seen that, and you tweeted that already. It's the Greg Outdoors, or Out Doug, the Greg Out Doug, and my face is over John Candy's, and his is over Dan Aykroyd's, I'm guessing. Thank you for that. I appreciate it, and that was proof. Front row had a couple of things. But like, as you, now I'm so fucking high. As you know, wow, Doug took a couple of vapor hits and totally greened out on us. Let's get into the prize bag, you guys. I'm not going to unfurl it, but I brought, and I also just killed a fly with it backstage. This is a poster from my friends at the really fun film festival called Fantastic Fest in Austin, Texas. I just came from there, and that was, they gave everybody posters. And I got a Gateway Doug 2, Forced Fun. I've got a thing called Dirty Laundry that I participated in. I barely remember even doing it. that's probably my autobiography title. I barely remember even doing it. The Doug Benson story. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. I think this is an XXL, so it'll be fun to sleep in if you're smallish. Another CD somebody gave me from a band called The Dead Side, and it's called Infectious. I don't know if it's any good or not. Give it a listen if you win and let me know. And then also give a listen to one of my double albums. Did I do more than one double album? Probably just the one. My double album called Smug Life. Yeah. Oh, wait, one more thing. And then all the guests brought something cool, and they'll all bring those things out with them when they come out here. But this, I gotta read the tag to remember even what it is. Oh, it's a shiny headband. But then the color is mocha. Shiny mocha. So wear that to your Starbucks or whatever. See what happens then. Let's do it, you guys. Let's get the guests out here. What do you say? I am high and ready to laugh at the shenanigans. Please welcome J.P. Manu, Brody Stevens, Mark Forward, and John Doerr.
What a game. Were you there? It was incredible. Doug, they're referencing my attire.
Yeah, you dressed for the game today that was played in a stadium that is adjacent to the Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, BMO Field is the home.
One-stop entertainment area right here in Toronto.
Couldn't have been more convenient for me to come to this show.
Yeah.
They were losing 0-2 at the half, and they came back and won it 3-2. And they had to win, because I mean, it's must-win games from here on out if you want to make the playoffs, and it was thrilling.
Well, that's J.P. Manu, everybody. And
J.P.
I'm thrilled to announce that you're the winner of the first game today, and that, of course, is the Pete Holmes game. And you were the first person to speak without being spoken to.
Right.
Although, one could argue that the audience member is the winner of the game, the one that shouted out and drew you into that conversation.
I have a feeling this is a game I wasn't supposed to win.
There's no prizes, there's no penalties. It's just a fun thing to say. It's fun to remind everybody
how
awful Pete Holmes is. I remind people of the awfulness of Pete Holmes at every opportunity. JP, what'd you bring for the prize bag, buddy?
Okay, I brought a bunch of scripts.
JP has acted in many things. We were both in, I think, the same episode of Yes, Dear one point in our illustrious careers.
So I'm on a show right now with Mr. Dave Foley of Kids in Hall and News Radio fame.
I don't think anybody here has heard of that guy.
Canadian national treasure, Dave Foley. And the show's called Spun Out. I got a few scripts of Spun Out.
Wouldn't it be funny if there was a Canadian version of National Treasure where Dave Foley was being protected by Nicolas Cage? Continue.
But just in case you guys haven't had a chance to check it out on CTV yet, I did also bring a script of a movie that Leonard Maltin has not bothered to review.
He's a lazy piece of shit.
Atlas Shrugged, Part 2, which stars J.P. Manu in the role of conductor.
For reals, you're in Atlas Shrugged 2?
Part 2, yeah. Despite my politics, I totally agreed to take that shitty paycheck. And 8x10 of the cast of Phil of the Future. And very, very collectible 8x10 of the Fruit of the Loom guys. Your humble green grapes.
How long ago did the Fruit of the Loom guys thing stop, and how did you find out? Were you watching a commercial and it saw a totally new campaign? Or just,
kind of.
Just guys with big dicks or whatever?
I was the Green Grapes for 7 years, and then I started working up here in Toronto, and it conflicted just enough to coincide with how little they wanted to pay me that I said, I'm done.
And oh, so there was some new grapes?
There were some new grapes. For 2 years after I quit, Richard Horvitz, who's the voice of, like, Invader Zim... He took over the Green Grapes costume, but both of us had to share the Green Grapes costume with the Spanish language cast of Fruit of the Loom. And they're not as good about Febrezing.
When are you writing the book? This is good.
Yeah. can I use this as the book on tape right now? This is my audio recording.
It's great.
John Doerr's here, you guys. Also a return visitor to the program. I should say quickly that J.P. Manu was in the one of the best episodes no one ever heard that we did in Toronto with
Sean Cullen
was there.
And Jerry D.
And another guy. Let's not mention his name.
Okay.
But
right.
Thank you.
Jerry was so great on that episode that he's never been on again, and I plan to keep it that way. But it was also a lost episode, so
right.
I kind of feel like, you know, people need to hear what he was like, and then I realized, no, they don't. But do you remember that?
I do. Those who were at the Rivoli that night will never forget it. It was a special night.
Yeah.
Will you ever release it?
It got destroyed in a fire.
It was like when you think you're shooting video and you're actually stopping every time you think you're recording, and then you're recording when you think you're stopping. That's kind of what happened.
They had a power surge, and... immediately when the show started, so they didn't get any of it, and then they didn't think to, well, why don't we stop the show? They're like, well, you had already started. What were we supposed to do? And I said, you're supposed to record the show. So that's as far as the argument went, because, you know, I behave like a Canadian when I'm here.
Yeah.
And you let things go.
Was that the recordist's name? Was he a French guy, Power Surge? Is that the problem?
I was going to say the same thing.
He didn't speak the language, did he?
It's so weird, though, that right there in his name, you think that he would really be on the lookout for a power surge.
Yeah.
Really recognize it when it happens.
That's how he got his nickname. Oh, good old power surge. You didn't know his sarcasm, but yeah. Oh, good old power surge will help you do it. Yeah.
I thought about that, saying that.
Did you really?
Yeah, I just saw Sergio Garcia, because the whole Ryder Cup is going on right now, so it just came to my mind, but I'm glad you jumped in there. John Doerr.
That's... Thank you, Brody.
You're welcome. I'm happy.
Imagine his name was Power Surge.
Power Sergio.
Yeah.
Well, let's just introduce him, since he... Since we're talking to him anyway. On the hat side of the stage, it's Brody Stevens, everybody.
Thank you. I really enjoy Toronto. Every time I come back, it gets better and better. And better.
It gets shittier and shittier. I live here.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. These people probably left yesterday to get to this theater.
This is far away from stuff?
No, every road around here is closed. Every one of them.
I love those.
It's a soccer game.
Oh, they have to drive very far to get here. That was a good...
Thanks, man. Topical.
Good reasoning. But, there's a lot of... That's all the driver wanted to talk about when I was getting a ride in from the airport, was how bad the traffic's gotten. And he kept trying to get me to say whether it was worse in L.A. or Toronto. And I was like, well, this traffic I'm sitting in right now is typical of L.A.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he was like, so Toronto's worse than L.A. Like, it was weirdly important to him to win. And I didn't want him to win. Because L.A. is horrible. At least Toronto, and correct me if I'm wrong, you can sort of live in the middle of it and then not have to drive everywhere, just walk over, right?
It's a very pedestrian city. Yeah. Yes. Very pedestrian friendly,
You know, that's like complaining about traffic in Manhattan or Philadelphia or something. It's like, well, it's fucking walk.
Yeah.
What do you...
Get in a cab.
Yeah.
Take the subway.
Jesus.
But he was also trying to win at being the worst at something. He says, what's worse? Are we worse? And he wanted you to say yes so we could win at being the worst. That's weird. I'm the best. We're the best at being bad at something.
I just think he did not want to take any responsibility for the traffic, nor did I want him to.
What's his fucking name? I want to find this guy. I don't like the sound of him.
You know, it's so silly of me, because I should do this. I should write down the name of every driver. Because these things, they do come up later, where somebody's like, what was his name? Let me quickly introduce one more guest, and then we'll find out what all your prizes are. Our fourth and the only first-time guest on the panel, and I'm very excited to have him. We've been having fun backstage. Mark Forward is here, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's nice to be here. We've known each other for 10, 15 minutes, and
I think it's going great.
There was a fly downstairs. This is the best thing I've ever seen. Doug locked himself in the room with it, with a giant poster, and he fought it for 10 minutes.
I wasn't going to leave that room until that fly was dead or the show had to begin.
It was a genuine Holocaust. It was.
It really was.
Anyway.
There's no more flies down there.
Anyway.
That's a great segue out of Holocaust.
Yeah.
Anyway. 60 million. Whatever. 60
yeah,
million.
Just, anyway.
Five.
Well, it wasn't the only Holocaust.
The fly Holocaust?
There have been pretty much everyone in this room has probably had a personal Holocaust of some at some point. You know, like sitting between, like in the middle seat with two fat guys with BO on a long flight.
Or being the only Jewish guy up here.
You could say to yourself,
Anyway.
That was a good guess. That was a good guess, because we don't know each other very well either.
10 to 15 minutes.
You took a shot, and you went for it.
Where can we get your album, Mark, Forward Thinking? Because if you haven't done that yet, I congratulate you.
I haven't. Thank you for the congratulations.
What's the... your name is not unlike Power Surge.
No?
It sounds like your name said together sounds like an activity or something you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's time to mark forward, everybody.
I say that in the mirror every
let's
morning.
Let's mark forward to victory.
I wake up and look in the mirror and go, let's mark forward it today.
You know what? I hate to do this to the winner of the prize bag, the eventual winner, but can I just give you this shiny headband?
Yeah.
Because I think you'd like
sure,
it.
Sure,
I think you'd like
it.
To own it.
Thank you.
What's that?
Can I take the tag off?
That you're committing to it if you take the tag off. We cannot return it.
I don't know.
Oh my God, you just took it off. Olivia.
Can I just say?
Olivia Newton-John.
Can I just say, I have some more shows tonight, and I'm not going to take this off for them.
Yes!
So if you see me later tonight, you'll be the only one person laughing.
It doesn't really look like a headband, sweatband.
It seems kind of tight.
It looks like
I have a giant head.
Is it? No, but I mean, are you going to, is it going to cut off circulation to your brain?
I'll be all right.
For someone with a big head, it doesn't draw attention to it. Don't worry, it's fine. You see the guy with the lasso on his forehead? Oh my God. Well, you got away, didn't you?
I did, I got away.
I tried to lasso you.
I have lasso scissors in my back pocket at all times.
Your opening joke is, once I got away from the rodeo today, and good to be here. You don't talk like that.
Yeah, I know.
You don't talk like that. That's a bad impression.
That didn't sound anything like me.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
Who do you think you are? Non Johnny and Marin?
Sorry.
It's fun to make references that my whole panel is like, what does that mean? But John Doerr brought what he thinks. This is kind of a sidebar competition today. He thinks this is one of the best, if not the best, gifts ever brought for the prize bag.
Well, hold on. I did say, I asked you.
You were hoping to be the best.
I asked you what the greatest gift was.
I couldn't
even
think of what it was.
You couldn't think of what it was?
I couldn't think of what the greatest one was, because people bring so many amazing things.
They do. Now.
And we've already lost the headband from the bag, so this better be good.
Which was $49, apparently.
What?
Yeah, $49.
Whoa. No, it's
made in downtown LA.
Can I verify? It must have come with something else attached to it.
Brody would like to verify.
Like $48.
Yeah, I see a 49.
Thank you.
But I
why was I not
is
trusted?
$49?
Why?
I'll tell you why, because that's a headband.
I'm the one wearing the headband.
$49 headband?
Like a $49 headband.
Did you shoplift that? You didn't buy that. Well, I can tell you this right
Somebody
now.
Somebody gave it to me in my travels. It might have been a spastic bag checker at the airport. I don't know how that got into my possession. I have no idea. But
great, and now it's on my head.
Yeah.
Spastic bag checker.
Yeah.
I like that. Sounds good. Have you seen Spastic Bag Checker?
SBC?
Yeah.
You know me.
I brought... my gift, by the way,
let's
is,
talk about your gift.
That might be a $49...
Let's talk about your gift, which is comedy.
Sure. That might be a $49 headband. This is an $80 gift.
Okay, so just in terms of dollar value, there's been a more expensive prize
retail
on the show. But
there has been?
This still might be the best one.
Motherfucker, I was going to...
We did give away a cabin on the Weezer cruise.
Oh, well, that's the best gift. Okay, well, I can't beat that.
I'm sorry I didn't think of it earlier in the dressing room. I could have saved you all this anguish. But what is this shitty $80 thing? Listening are going to think something just happened. He's just sitting there looking at me. So subtle.
I think your listeners are smart enough to know.
I don't know. They're probably thinking JP whipped out a little mime bit over there. Oh, there he goes.
starting to worry about Mark's forehead.
Don't.
No, it's turning purple and the forehead meat is spilling over the top.
The forehead meat.
Yeah. Did the spastic bag checker have much forehead meat, by the way?
Mark's got muffin head.
Muffin top head.
Ha ha ha. Really funny.
I was gonna buy a TV. And I thought, that's insane.
Wait, you bought this item?
I bought it.
Holy shit, this is the best prize ever. No,
well, the Weezer
didn't cost them anything to give us a cabin.
Well, fuck them. This is the best gift then. And it's not for everyone, that's for sure. But I thought about it, and I got a remote control Ferrari Enzo.
And you also have the receipt, which is very thoughtful.
I have the receipt right here, and it's not polite to leave the price tag on. That's why I did. It's $80, and it's right there.
Yeah, Doug.
$80.
It's not polite.
So I'm just going to put that there for everyone to look at. $80.
That's definitely a better value.
You can receipt. You can return it and buy all the fucking books you want.
Oh, trade it in for books. I like that.
Yeah. You could trade it in for 1.5 headbands.
To make an even bigger headband.
Yeah, get one that'll fit you after you staple it together.
You can...
What? Why are you guys shitting on the size of my headband? It was a gift. I didn't try on headbands and pick this one.
Well, if you didn't take the tag off, you could have taken it back.
Ah, damn it.
Fit you right.
I'm not going to fly to L.A. to return this.
Plus, you don't even know what other magical colors might be available.
Well,
if you had to guess what color it was.
Right now, I've forgotten.
I'll tell you what it is. It's a mocha.
Ooh,
it says right here, mocha. You're wearing
it's
a
like
mocha.
Chocolate.
It is. You're right.
It's
good
like
job.
We covered
yeah.
that already.
It is like mocha.
There's no trust on this stage. No one can just believe what they hear.
Let's trust people from now on.
Let's do it.
Go.
Mark forward.
Yes, friend.
What did you bring for the prize bag?
Oh, I brought a lovely, a great Canadian artist made this sculpture of a, it's of a lamb sitting on a lion, sitting on a fish, sitting on a turtle.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
What's that the turtle's sitting on? Just a
the
stump?
Turtle's sitting on like a algae or something?
Avocado.
Why is the fish so big? It's bigger than the lion.
It really is.
I've never seen a fish that big before in my life.
It's a large fish.
You know what I would do with that if I owned that? I would get an aquarium that is just a little shyer in size than it, and I'd fill it up with water, and I'd put it in. I'd make it look like the turtle and the fish and the lion got together to save the lamb from drowning.
That's beautiful.
That's a beautiful
and,
story.
And that's funny because it was called Save the Lamb by the artist David Baxter.
I think that was just the lion talking. Save the lamb for dinner.
Looks like a kebab.
What an exotic kebab you're serving at this party.
Oh, there you go. You'll have hours more fun.
So that's going in the prize bag. The bottom line is you're going to have to carry a lot of crap out of here. If you win tonight, it's a lot of heavy stuff, and we only brought like very light bags to carry it around in. So good luck, everybody. And I don't even know what time it is, and I don't even care.
I like that attitude.
This is so much fun, you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Have you been to the cinema lately, JP Manu? I know you probably went to see some things at the Toronto Film Festival.
I didn't actually get to see.
All right, nice talking to you, Brody Stevens.
Yes. Thank you.
You been to the movies?
Not in a while.
Okay, Mark forward. This is getting us back on track. We're really saving time with this segment.
I saw the last one I saw, Lord of the Rings.
Okay, it's nice.
It was great.
Nice to hear about that.
I hope they make more.
And John Doerr, have you been to the cinema? Has Dora gone to the Bluer?
No, but...
Oh.
I watched Godfather 3 on television, and I sent out an Instagram, because I just got on Instagram, and I didn't know that everyone could access it. And I sent a picture of my living room with the caption, arguably the greatest of the trilogy, and it was a picture from Godfather 3. And then some guy I didn't know sent a message back saying, I thought you're supposed to live in a nice house and shit. That motherfucker.
I like end shit. Like when you're typing it out, it's weird to add that. Like it's as a vocal thing, I understand.
It's like a conversational
thing. It's a mannerism,
thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show it to you too. But anyway, yeah.
You're gonna show us your shitty house?
I am gonna show you my shitty house. I suffer for my art. But he did do that.
Can find a way to attack anything you put on the Twitter or wherever.
See, I wrote
Instagram.
Arguably, the Godfather 3, arguably the greatest film of the trilogy. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, sir. Oh, no, sorry. This is what he wrote. Excuse me, sir, but why isn't your house fancy and shit? Okay. Second one down.
Now I get the in shit more now because it's following fancy.
What?
It wasn't like he was really ripping on your house the way it is. He was just surprised it wasn't more elegant.
Yeah, why don't you have more opulent
expected
things?
Chandeliers
exactly.
And
that's
stuff.
Probably because you don't want your eye to be distracted by opulence when you're trying to watch arguably the greatest in the trilogy.
Yeah.
Of like, the Godfather films.
Like I said, arguably. Yeah.
Isn't Sofia Coppola in that?
Yeah, she is. She dies at the end. She gets shot on the steps of the opera house.
That's very satisfying when that happens, but
yes. I've often been shot leaving the opera. I like it.
I like dudes that love their daughters, but man, is she awful in that movie. Like that no one stopped that from happening for her being that awful for an entire movie.
See what I said? Arguably the greatest film. This is what I love about it. It always starts a good conversation. Yeah.
We should do an interruption of that sometime.
It was supposed to be Winona Ryder.
Yeah, yeah.
Godfather
3 would be great.
Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be Winona Ryder, and then like she had an emotional breakdown or something, and she couldn't do it.
Winona?
Yeah.
She shoplifted.
No, I think she ran off with Dracula.
But we got lost in translation.
Yeah, no,
she went
I'm
on to
saying
right
she
there.
Went on to be a filmmaker whose work
right.
I enjoy and his
oh,
work has a lot
that.
Of good acting in it. Like, she knows good acting when she sees it.
Yeah, Doug's not saying her whole career shit. Just didn't like her in Godfather 3.
Brody, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you. I love you a lot. You know,
no, I
don't
mind
honest
it.
With you.
We went for a nice walk today, remember?
Yeah, you're a good guy.
Good.
To be honest
yeah,
with you, she of course, was the baby in the first Godfather. And,
she was great in that.
And no, she... That's the only flaw of that movie. She fucking, the scene she's in, go look at him again. That is that baby does not know how to react.
Doesn't know what it's
react.
Doing?
Doesn't yeah. know how to act like a baby at all. I don't know what.
Oh, no. Granted, her listening shots were terrible. Yeah, but, yeah.
Shut up and listen.
Stupid baby actor, yeah.
Yeah.
Not very good.
Well, now's a good time to say, let the games begin.
Take control, Toronto, of your soccer hooligans.
The fucking people leaving that soccer game just walk across the street without even looking. We almost ran over like 20 of them.
Yeah, and they had children in hand, too.
Yeah.
Well, like they were adults. They're walking their children into danger.
They've got like, they're walking around with soccer fever. Like those people, they were as dazed looking as someone who's wearing too tight of a headband for about 30 minutes. Give or take 10 minutes. So the audience brought name tags.
You were talking about me.
At this point, John and I are jealous, so we don't have something tied on our heads. Our heads are just out there, free falling. But
am I supposed to mention my gift, or is that...
Oh, yes.
Everyone ignores the cue.
I think we just had to create a new award, and that's going to be the person who speaks last and the softest is going to get the Brody Stevens Award.
Yeah. My voice is a little raw. So you want me to explain what this is?
Yeah, it's around your neck, so take it off and tell us about
it. I'll take
it
off. Okay. I enjoy baseball and stadiums, and... I wanted to go down to the...
I like it in bathtubs.
Yeah. I wanted to go down to the Sky Dome. I refused to call Rogers Center.
Wow, they love that it's called Rogers Center.
I want Rogers.
You went nuts as soon as you said Rogers Center.
Rogers, it's on my phone. Stay off it.
So is Rogers essentially the AT&T of here? Because we hate AT&T. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I love AT&T.
Oh, I do too.
Sorry, guys. Didn't mean to ruin any endorsements you have working. Someday.
Endorsements. So I finagled a field pass. I went down there. All I wanted to do was see Jose Bautista. Joey Bats. That's all I wanted to do because I met him before. And then I went down there. I got a pass. I went down there on the field. I felt the AstroTurf. It was great. I thought about all the World Series championships and the Argonauts and Bruce McNall. And, you know, I met Wayne Gretzky in the airport the other day coming here at Pearson. So I just keep the sports theme going. This is my pass, my field pass. You can't use it, but... I'm going to donate it, and it means a lot to me because it
what
has...
What if they just let their facial hair grow, put on a pair of sunglasses, and walk in and say, positive energy. Don't you think they could get in?
You got it. You'll be in the dugout. So I like this pass. It's colorful, but so it does mean something to me, and that means that I'll donate it to the show, to the victor. To the victor gets my pass, says Stephen Brody Stevens.
I hope whoever wins today gives it back to you. That would be a very touching moment. Go ahead. Just go ahead and throw it there with those really great gifts.
Toronto loves sports. Wait, I was good hanging there, but...
Oh, you want to hang
there?
But
they couldn't see it because it was hanging behind the...
I was going to put it with the other gifts. There.
Okay.
Fancy $80
vehicle. But I can put it anywhere you want, Brody. I only
played this theater last night. I know all the angles. And sight lines. That'd be funny if you put that up, but that's okay. Okay.
All right, wait, let me contribute to
did
the
you really, Did you really meet Wayne Gretzky at the airport?
Yeah, LAX and Pearson.
Did you talk to Wayne Gretzky?
Yes, I did.
Holy fuck. What did you say to Wayne Gretzky?
I said, excuse me, I need to get to the kiosk.
I like it.
True story.
The Gretzky kiosk.
Yeah.
And then I did talk to him at the baggage claim here, and he was a nice guy.
Nice.
What did you talk to him about?
I said I was in due date. And I met you at the Roosevelt, and that's all. I was just goofy. He was a nice guy. And,
he's in due date?
No, he went to the premiere. I spoke to him.
Oh, okay.
In Hollywood. I remember I had a conversation with him. It was real quick, but just brought that up, and he was a nice guy. He was cool. Wayne Gretzky had a hat on.
What else?
What else? He had a leather jacket.
Yeah. What kind of hat was it?
Yeah. He had like a Gretzky. It said like Gretzky Kids Club, something like that. Like he had a Gretzky camp hat on.
He's wearing his own.
That's a little weird.
Name on his on his head.
Yes, he was.
I know it's for the Kids Club, but I'd feel weird wearing.
It was a small font. You had to look close.
I give it to him.
Huh. And he's leaned out a bit.
Yeah. He's wearing a leather jacket in summer.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he making a comeback?
No,
he's going to play again or no?
No.
That'd be great if he told you he was going to play again and you talked him out of it. You just said,
you don't have the right energy for that. Energy, yes.
818 till I die.
Where's your protection? Where's Marty McSorley when you need him? 1/3 sports fans here. Okay.
Oh, my ankles are tingling.
That'll happen.
We have like EMTs sure you don't on wanna, standby, right?
Yeah, we got. We don't have any EMTs.
You put this on my fat head, and you don't have EMTs.
Are you also transforming into some sort of character?
I'm transforming into Headband Man.
Headband Man.
The headband is sweating.
Oh, man. Ha ha, guys.
I'm terrible.
I think
at
this supposed to pick name tags still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So go grab the name tag you want to play for. Bring it back to your seat. Don't read the shithead on the back out loud if there is a shithead on the back. If there isn't a shithead on the back, the person who made that name tag is a shithead. And while they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Those are real donuts?
Yeah, because I'm a fat fuck. We've learned that.
Yeah, so we should open the donuts.
I saw other better ones, but this one was donuts.
And it had your name. It actually has your name on it.
Yeah, but I think she wrote that after. Let's be honest.
What do you mean after what?
That's a great one.
This one's really good.
That's a sports theme.
Breakfast at Griffany's. Doug Benson plays that darling, darling, Holly go lightly to a new high in entertainment delight. And they even look at they got a light on them.
Hang on a second. We're back.
Oh.
What's your name tag?
It's a poster, spoof of Breakfast at Tiffany's, but it says Breakfast at Griffany's.
It looks more impressive than your description.
Well,
for a podcast,
I'm going to return this and get another one. Is that okay? I have to go with this one? Okay.
Yeah.
No, this one's great. I love this one. Even came with its own marquee light underneath it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they don't have to. Usually, people will have to point their phones at their name tags or bring a flashlight or even a fleshlight. They'll just wave a fleshlight at it, and all the glorious light that comes from a woman's vagina shines on the poster.
Is the theater usually like outside littered afterwards with angry name tags?
No, they're reusable and recyclable. You can take it home with you and then bring it back the next time.
I think I would destroy mine viciously and angrily.
What if it was donuts?
I spent time on this.
Who are you playing for, Mark?
I'm playing for Angela in the outfield.
I like it.
And she gave me 6 large busting donuts. And it had my name on it.
Well, whip one out of there and take a bite. Let us tell you how you like it.
Yeah, I should make this headband tighter.
I just read the back. There's a note
Don't
on the back
the
of this.
Don't say the shithead. Don't say it out loud.
I will
Don't
not say what? It!
That's for at the end.
Okay. This is for
Look
the end.
Look at that donut.
Beautiful.
That's more like a big piece of cake. It's round.
Those are donuts, by the way.
I know it says for the rest of them!
Headband character. Headband man's getting scary.
He takes one bite. She's like, it says Doug and Friends.
Yeah, like,
don't get out of control.
She assumed the fat guy with the thin headband is also an asshole.
Do not mark forward with those donuts. I don't want one. No offense. Because at the end, if you lose, we'll
I'm
say
okay.
It.
I have
we'll
a 7
that.
O'clock
gotcha.
Show.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I will take one of those. Thank
yeah,
you.
Go
Did
ahead.
Everyone else
Delicious.
Turn it down?
Oh, JP's enjoying it.
Okay, Nutella,
it just
banana.
Looks
I gotta
sexual.
Go banana, but that doesn't look banana. Okay.
Is this Tim Hortons?
There we go.
No, I'm good, thanks.
Oh, good Lord.
But those do look awesome. Thank you for bringing
How
those.
Old are these? When did you make that?
Make
were
it.
These bought today? Well, they made the box. Or they wrote on it. And
yeah, they wrote on the box.
But did you buy
they
these
made
donuts
the box
like
and bought
today?
The donuts.
Yep.
Thank you. That's all I asked.
Bought them today.
Thank you very much.
Well, let us know, quality control.
You're quite good.
I would laugh if she brought day-old ones.
I'd be fine with day-old as well.
All right.
That's all I wanted to know, last 2 days.
Go ahead. Give it a... Oh, wow. I took a big-ass bite.
Wow.
A lot of it in the beard.
These are terrible. I don't like that at all. I thought I was getting a banana one. That was under the banana row, and it was not. That was apple.
It doesn't look like apple or banana.
It doesn't taste... It's shit. And I know someone put a lot of work into it. So it is shit.
Mine's really good.
No, mine wasn't. What did you get?
John,
what flavor is yours?
Can
oh,
you
no.
Not,
like, Mark, you just...
What?
Are you kidding me?
What?
You just
stepped on the
right
donuts.
On the donuts, Mark.
Mark. Headband,
oh,
man.
My oh. God.
Oh, my God. I didn't...
No. It's oh. Okay, because you know what?
Yeah, this one's
I am
more
so
now.
Sorry, Angela.
No, no. Mark only stepped on one.
It's a waffle.
I can't one. Believe you stepped on the pancake.
This is still edible.
Lego. Oh!
Yeah!
There's
shoe markings
his
on
shoe
it.
His shoe didn't touch it, just the top of the box.
No, there's some shoe in that.
Who knows where the top of the box has been, though?
The other one's
That's the right. first thing I lick when I bring a box of donuts home.
Did you do that on purpose?
You want those?
What's that?
What's your name, Donna?
I don't know.
Did you do that on purpose?
Step on her dreams?
On fucking purpose.
I don't think he's accountable for his actions right now.
Did you do that on purpose? Oh, nothing, man.
He doesn't do anything.
I would hate to be in a play with you. Hey, are you really a phantom?
No, and this isn't an opera. What's your name again, the lady donut lady? Angela. Sorry, Angela.
Angela in the outfield.
Donna earlier. Oh, yeah, Angela in the outfield.
Not a fan.
So she.
Not a fan.
I want to thank Angela. Mine's
she
like
went
an
to
apple
a lot of
pie.
Effort.
It's delicious.
Yeah. Thank
JP
you.
Likes it.
They're a bit off.
Plus, she didn't make them anyway.
I tried to a bite of each of two of them, and they're not good.
What's one worse than the other, though, by a little bit?
I don't know. I'm feeling sick, but I don't know if it's the headband or the donut.
This is a donut.
You've had a lot today. Yeah.
I've had a lot.
You've had some beer, and you have the headband on. And
can I go get a beer, by the way?
I smoke some weed for you. Please do, yes.
But I'm allowed to, or I don't want to, like,
No,
ruin.
Please.
I
or really somebody might help you, but, you know, we can get you a beer.
Shane, can you... The mic... You don't need to monitor the levels. Everything's fine. Could you go get me two beers? One for Mark, one for me. Please. You're not moving?
Oh, could you open them also? Because
maybe he's probably
there's no
to
bottle
else.
Opener down there. Oh, he's listening to something else?
He might be. He's not responding to me at all.
He's
got that new U2 album on. Hey! Can you please grab me two Creemore from the... Fred? No, he's just gone. Oh, there he is. Thanks, Shane. Okay.
Zane.
It's never good when somebody has to take headphones off like this.
Yeah.
Never good. That's always like a surveillance situation in a movie's gone awry.
Yeah. God. The plane!
Ah, God, fuck it!
We lost contact.
We've been sitting out here all night. You should have kept him on the phone longer. Brody.
Yes.
Who are you playing for?
I am playing for 10 seconds, the pain begins. 15 seconds, you can't breathe. 20 seconds, you explode. Shauners, yes. I guess I'm playing for Sean.
Yeah, you really sold that.
Yeah. Is that not what I was supposed to do?
No, it was good.
Well, Sean, thank you, and...
good luck.
We're going to do it.
Oh, I mean, Brody's going to win.
No?
Yeah. The answer,
positive push. Let's go.
I fixed my phone, so the answer...
Hey!
Oh, I'll shit. Take There's some beers for you guys. And some hugs.
Now get the fuck out of here. Thank you.
This
thank
is
you.
What
Genuinely,
I
thank you. Thank you.
I rigged the game so that the answer is always due date. So congratulations, Sean. But who are you playing for, JP, just for the hell of it?
Jesse Usher. And his a wonderful twist on the Jumanji poster. It's Jumanji.
That's a wonderful twist.
Jumanji. I think I got Brody's.
Oh. Sitting right next to this.
Why are you... You don't have to hold
Jumanji.
It.
Jumanji.
You don't have to repeat
Is that a
it
Holocaust movie?
Face.
An adventure for those who seek to find a way to leave their world behind. Okay. That might have been the actual tagline for the movie, though,
you're,
right?
You're absolutely yeah. right, audience.
Oh, you are so on.
The audience was right on.
Did Schindler have a to-do list?
Did you also bring a Ouija board?
They can find you ghosts! Don't look at me!
I really don't. I need you to not pass out on me, Mark, because
I don't think I can
we've
make
got a
it.
Very important game to play.
I don't think I'm going to.
Although
make
your head crashing into a stool with beers and donuts on it would be pretty hilarious.
I'm going to go straight for my statue and get a lamb through the skull.
Oh, no. That thing would be the best murder weapon.
It's like the bizarro Chinese zodiac.
It was in the billiard room with the lamb, lion, fish, turtle statue.
It looks like those balanced rocks on Bloor in front of the Starbucks. Am I right, guys? I took a photo without
local
tipping.
Reference.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go check that out.
It's there.
I just can't believe you guys picked name tags that didn't have food. That's ridiculous. Oh, here's a poster.
No, there's lots of food out there. There's often gifts, very large posters. And,
what happens to them now?
JP and Brody both picked wallet size. I don't know what compels people to pick certain things.
I got half of Mark's. I may have just given myself Canadian diabetes.
I couldn't fit a box into my fanny pack.
I love that. Your disappointment in their reaction got a big laugh.
They appreciated it.
That's what a great crowd this is. They're going to get their laughs in somewhere.
Yeah. A lot of laughs are coming as a result of facial gestures. Yeah. Good podcast. I did a facial gesture.
Facial gesture.
Should we say
you're pointing
that now?
Something out with your face?
Yeah. Like this.
That way.
Facial gesture.
That's the politest way to gesture.
Mm-hmm. Pointing's rude. Just do it with your face.
Exactly. Don't point.
Do you guys play a game on this podcast or what?
Now, last time we played this, I almost won, but I said meet the Fockers instead of meet the parents.
Oh, that's a crucial mistake you made there.
It was crucial because it was the wrong movie, but I was in the right family. Doug, go ahead. Trying to give some history and context.
I love it.
Good. Let's play the game. If you want.
We're going to start with something that I like to call ABC These Nuts. It's a spelling game, you guys. We'll start with JP and work our way across.
Spelled correctly already.
M-A-N-O-U-X.
Ding!
We're going to spell, because we're interrupting it later tonight, some of us on this stage. We're going to, here in Toronto, as part of Just for Laughs, we're going to interrupt the classic Meatballs. Not because, yeah, go ahead and applaud for Meatballs. Not just because, I mean, I'm not really necessarily want to make fun of it. I'm just excited to see it on a big screen like I did when it first came out and Bill Murray emerged as a huge star as a result of it. Yeah. So, JP, we're going to start with you with the letter M. And you just have to name any movie that begins with the letter M. And if it matches the one that I've written down ahead of time, you win automatically. But if you can't think of one, and this has happened, you guys. Not just on the letter X. On lots of letters, people blank. And so if you can't think of one, you're out. JP, M.
Mean Girls.
Oh. I just saw on TV that Lindsay Lohan has been sending emails to Tina Fey. Those are going in the trash. Telling her she has a great idea for Mean Girls 3 and that she should reach out and that she's going to continue to bother her until she actually writes it. Tina Fey is in her own holocaust. She is in a Lindsay Lohan holocaust because there's no way she's going to write that movie for her. I don't think. Maybe
I think it's a smart move, honestly.
You know what her great idea is? They're all older and now they're housewives. Oh, yeah, okay.
I like it.
That's what would have happened to those characters. Ugh. People got upset.
They like the idea.
I went with... Really? You guys want to see Mean Girls 3? Or 2, I guess, right? Why did I jump to 3?
Like, you said 3, and that's why
What's
I asked,
wrong
did
with
they
me?
Even make 2?
Yeah, they did.
They did?
Yeah, but Lindsay Lohan wasn't in it.
Aww.
And it took place at a summer camp.
Oh.
And
And then what?
No, I don't. I meant to.
He did mean to.
I just. It's amazing they haven't made Mean Girls 2 already.
I know. Why'd you say 3?
I jumped.
But it's funnier that Lindsay Lohan wants to make Mean Girls 3 and not 2. That's great. That's the most creative thing she's ever come up with.
I wish that was. There was a 2 we have a young lady.
Oh, there
singing.
Was a 2, was there?
Who was in that? Oh, okay. She's like, I don't know anything about it, but
yeah.
I can verify that it
Get
happened.
Out.
Oh, it was a TV movie.
Oh.
So it's Meredith Baxter Burney.
Let's
Boom.
Go.
Points.
I gotta watch that.
I said an M word.
I didn't go with Mean Girls. I went with Midnight Express.
Good movie.
Yes, because I'm gonna be on at midnight on Monday, September 29th. Now available in Canada on Much Music at midnight.
What show?
Brody, you have the letter E.
Not even in.
No, I would just like to say that the M, I did think Midnight Express. I work at midnight. I'll see Doug there on Monday. I'm excited about that. You didn't realize I worked there. I help out. I push the energy. Okay. E. Excalibur.
Okay. I went with the Escape from Alcatraz because I'm going to be in San Francisco at Cobb's on October 30th. Doing a Doug Loves Movies there. A is your letter, Mark.
Oh, shit.
I can't imagine how hard this would be with a super tight headband.
I know, I can't even function properly. I think I just wet myself.
Don't, please don't.
I can't help it.
Is this really happening?
I ask myself that all the time. What? Are you doing?
That's how I think.
A.
Yep.
Just say it out loud, then say more words or more letters or more consonants.
Were you not ready?
Or vowels.
A. Alcatraz. You're going to be there next.
Mark, you have it right in front of you.
September.
Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, Angels in the Outfield. It's right there.
On your donut box. For the taking.
Apocalypse now.
You're out.
Does that mean I leave or what happens?
No. You just hang out.
Cool.
I'll probably forget that you're out by the time it gets back to you. So just be ready. I went with Airborne because it was shot supposedly in Cincinnati where I'm going to be at Go Bananas October 18th. At 4:20, and also Airborne features Jack Black, and isn't a bad little movie actually.
Doug, I'd just like to say, in my backpack, if we got it right now, I have a bottle of Airborne.
Does it come in bottles?
Yeah, it's a lozenge. You don't have to dip it in water.
It's a crazy coincidence, Brody.
All right, what do I know? I was only in the movie Due Date.
I'm sorry there are no D's in meatballs. Your letter, John, is the letter T.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Which is
no, what did you say? Is that right?
I was just about to say the letter T is a very easy letter.
Yeah.
Probably more movies begin with the letter T than any other letter. Mm-hmm.
The Schindler's List.
You know, if you're not going to take this seriously...
You're right. I should.
If you're just going to keep bringing up the Holocaust...
You're right. You're right. No, you're absolutely right.
Here we go. Comedy comes in threes. So John's third joke answer is...
I'm gassed.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. But... I believe comedy comes in 11s, by the way. So buckle up.
Here we go.
Here we go. Really, I got to answer this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that how you're going to approach all the games today?
Well, no, but you, you gave me
tea. Do you expect me to participate?
You gave me tea.
Yeah, any movie that begins with the letter T.
Okay, The Godfather.
There's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
It's that easy.
I know, but... Okay, where are you performing?
It's not that easy. I had A and it's sitting right fucking in front of me. Right on my name tag.
Yeah, that was... That, yeah, that one was... Yeah.
I probably... I went with what I find to be one of the most hilarious motion pictures to ever come out of Canada for my letter T, and that is The Sweet Hereafter.
Yeah. That was classic.
And there are plenty of people in the United States that will hear that joke and have no idea. And that's why I said it. But it is a good movie.
Yeah, Sarah Pauly sang a tragically hip song in that movie. Yeah. And for the I didn't even realize this. Last night I had a beer called The 100th Meridian. And I realized if I get alcohol poisoned and die, I hope everyone gets Rock, we're going to sing my eulogy. Playing to the hometown crowd.
Doug's not happy about that.
I just have no idea what just happened.
I know.
You get the letter B, JP. B. It's just down to you and to Brody. It's very tight, tight competition.
Benji?
Huh?
Benji.
Oh, yeah, Benji.
Benjmanji.
Was there the first one was just called Benji?
Yeah, I think
know
it was...
eventually they did Benji the Hunted, which is a very dark twist.
I think the first one was Benji the Benji.
Yeah, just Benji. I went with Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure because, strangely enough, it was filmed partially in Arizona. I didn't know that. And I'll be at the Tempe Improv November 13 and 15. And Brody, you get the letter A. You probably thought of one earlier when we were tossing around A titles.
I certainly was. I counted it out.
Oh, you planned ahead?
Yes, I did.
What do you got?
Well, there's a lot of Schindler's jokes tonight, and I would like to go with the movie How I Feel Up Here. American History X. I'm getting jumped by a bunch of Aryans. You don't do that to me. Not in Toronto. Not in the multicultural city of Toronto. You got it. Priest Burger.
No.
I went with Air Force One for pretty much the same reasons. Somehow Air Force One was shot partially in Columbus, Ohio. That doesn't seem right. It seems like it should have been inside a plane in the air and then down at the White House. But I'm going to be in Columbus at the Funny Bone October 19th. Doing a Douglas Movies. First time we did doing a Douglas Movies there, so that should be fun. Mark, you're out. John, I'm letting you stay back in
because
you seem so hurt.
I didn't take it seriously the first time, but I will this time.
So if I showed emotion, I would have been back in?
He did say a correct answer eventually.
I said some after.
You had no idea. You couldn't even come up
with
one.
I don't even know where the fuck I am right now, John.
All right.
What do you got for the letter L, John?
Oh,
surprised by how this is working. Me?
League of Their Own.
Oh.
No, it doesn't count. I'm out because it's A League of Their Own. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
But I thank you for moving the game along. I went with Lost in Yonkers because I'm doing a movie interruption of Ghost in Yonkers on October 5th. Alamo Draft House. You got another L there, JP. Oh, you're going to say it. L.
Llewellyn, comma, inside.
It's kind of miraculous how difficult this game can be for some people.
Well, I so overthought L, I saw two L's, and then it was like all I could do was say Llewellyn. Or Lewin, or whatever his name was.
It's the last of the Mohicans, isn't it? That's what you wrote.
No, that's the last of the Mohicans, and I,
Thank you. I honestly, I think I might be fucking, I might be an idiot. I honestly think I might be an idiot.
This is pretty much a standard IQ test.
You're not the one that sat down and put on this fucking idiot headband in front of 500 fucking people, John.
We're about to lose one of these on stage. I went with life because it's set near Sacramento and I'll be there on November 1st at 4:20. And thanks.
Can you turn that around? It's blinding us.
Oh, yeah. Not a problem.
Wow, yeah. That is very interesting.
I can absolutely do that. Yeah. I wasn't thinking. I'm so sorry.
Turn that around.
About that.
Yeah. The gentleman in the audience pointed out that the flashlight on stage was shooting right into people's eyes, but he's sitting way the hell back there.
I think
you're creating a lot of damage with that, I think.
I think he was... actually, you know what? I don't like being talked to like that.
You don't do that to us.
We're busy doing a show. Does anybody just walk up to the panel on Match Game and say that...
Yeah, I thought he was a tech guy working on the microphone.
He did look like he came up to ask a question into that mic.
And by the way, your irises will naturally narrow, okay? You're a human. You've evolved to the point.
Why is Mark on the floor?
Yeah, Doug. Doug, Mark's out. Mark's out. Doug.
Uh-oh.
Doug.
Oh, no, he's down?
Yeah, I'm down.
I didn't even notice because of this whole flashlight thing. We're going to take care of this first, and then we'll be with you, Mark.
Your headband matches with your belt.
We're good. That's upside down.
It really
does.
You
don't think it has an off switch, maybe?
I don't know. Mm,
maybe you could just turn it off. Save him. Save
him. I don't see an off switch.
Oh, there it is on the front.
There you go.
Oh, wait a minute.
There. Okay. Turn it right the fuck off.
Yeah, but it's better if it's on. There we go. It's better if it's on. So,
at least point it at somebody different.
No,
we'll move
it
every
off.
Few minutes like
off.
A sundial.
It's off now. It's off now.
Mark is back in his chair. You gonna be all right, buddy?
Yeah.
I wish I had another flashlight.
It's good
to
be in Cincinnati.
He's gone bananas.
Hey, aren't you playing Gone Bananas soon, Doc?
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Yeah, man.
S is who was on the last turn? JP. John?
I failed with L. I think between
Brody. No, I think Brody won.
Oh, how does it go?
Brody gets to do... I should have let Brody do an L word after Llewellyn. Do you have an L word?
Yeah, I had one,
title, yeah?
I was going to say leaving Las Vegas.
If you'd have said life, you would have matched me, and you already knew that. But,
I could have won.
Moving on to John. And the final letter. This is your chance to get a match. The letter S.
Aren't I out?
Over to JP.
Thank you. He's out,
pretty
too.
Sure
okay,
out.
S?
They're both out?
Shawshank Redemption.
All right, Brody wins, everybody.
Yeah.
Brody wins.
Yeah.
You know what I was going to say? Saturday Night Fever tied back to the Airborne. You got it. Stay with me. 7 o'clock, Drake Theater.
And it's the Shawshank Redemption. And
I got chromosomal issues. I don't know what's happening here.
I went with School of Rock, because my friend Jack Black is going to be joining me on Getting Dug with High very soon. Very soon. Very soon. If you're listening to this, you might be too late. How are we doing on time, you guys?
Who cares?
I love it. Love that attitude. Toronto, who cares attitude.
Oh. Wow. Oh my gosh. Was that a June bug?
No, it's a joint bug.
You get a lot of credit from your cult members.
We'll put that in the prize bag. All right, you guys, we got to concentrate. We got 23 minutes.
Quick question. Do you ever
half
smoke
a tank
stuff
of gas.
That gets thrown at you? Or
what's
no?
that?
Do you ever smoke stuff that's just thrown at you on stage, or are you worried, or are you...
Do I ever?
Yeah, like...
Do I just... ever smoke anything that wasn't thrown at me or handed to me politely?
He wouldn't need a donut.
I get a lot of weed, and I smoke all of it, John.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. If you think that's safe.
When I have a plane to catch, I redistribute it amongst the locals before I leave. Because I don't fly with it.
You're like Jesus.
I do the same.
Only way better.
But do the same with my real. Donuts.
That's sort of my, that was my nickname in high school, Better Jesus.
Better Jesus.
Sup, BJ?
That's not what they meant.
Nothing. Bring
That's
me
not
your,
what they meant.
Bring me your punch. I'll turn it into something good.
Yeah.
We got to play the Leonard Maltin game. It's a must. Brody gets to go first, and then we'll switch the order around and head JP's way. And Brody gets to pick a category. And Mark, if you fall off your chair again, you're out. Yeah, so try to stay upright.
Can I just ask why I got handicapped? Right off the top.
Pretty sure it was your decision to put that on.
Yeah.
And to eat that other thing.
Yeah.
And to drink those other things. All your ideas.
Carpe diem.
JP gets to choose between pie. That category, of course, is movies that Leonard gave 3 stars and listed 14 names.
Okay.
That's the pie category.
Doug, I thought I was, that you mentioned I was supposed to go first, but, you know.
That's cool. See how easy that is to fix? People are in the back screaming like it was the Holocaust.
Human resources here.
I think the people in the front were also screaming at the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Not just the people in the back.
Yeah.
Everybody's mad at the Holocaust.
Yeah, everybody was screaming.
Well, that's not totally true.
What's that? Really? You just give the Holocaust a stern talking to?
No. What? It's intangible.
At Max P. Wilson suggested Superbad, and that's movies, superhero movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less, Brody. Then we'll go to JP. Or the Blueberry Johnson category, which is you're in this, and this is films that someone in the panel is in.
So I can pick the topics?
You get to pick, yeah, by having control. It seems like I can kind of feel which category you're going to gun for. Well,
why not? I'll go for the movies that we're in.
All right.
Yeah, pick a movie.
Yeah. One of you is in this movie from the year is 2008. Leonard gave this movie 2.5 stars. He says about this movie that, it gets a lot of mileage from the lead actor impersonating another actor, according to Leonard. Interesting description. He says it starts off abysmally and then improves as it goes along, but then there's that formulaic, barely credible finale. And then he lists 16 names. How many names can you get it in, Brody Stevens?
I could probably do it. I know what I'm thinking. I would say 3 names. Is that not... Oh.
That's a bold bid.
Oh, well. Bold.
But now we'll go to JP. See if he can bid lower or ask you to name it.
2008. 3 names. I want to hear you name it, Brody.
I just want to throw in one more clue, just to make it fair. I'm not absolutely sure one of you was in this.
Thanks, Better Jesus. That's the Better Jesus. I don't know.
I'm just kidding. I'm pretty sure. I got a good feeling about it. Your 3 names, Brody, are Pete Best, Jane Krakowski, and Jonathan Glazer. And these are, you know, lowly billed out of all the names of this movie from 2.5 stars from Leonard from 2008.
My guess?
Please.
Tropic Thunder?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
But it is funny you mention a Jack Black movie because he says this gets much of its mileage from Rainn Wilson's amusing Jack Black imitation. And the film is called The Rocker. Who was in The Rocker?
Mark Forward.
Mark Forward is in The Rocker.
I knew it.
Was it 2008? I thought that was...
You weren't in Tropic Thunder?
I wish you passed it on.
When did you think it was?
Oh, shit.
You were in it, right?
Yeah, I was in it.
What year did you think it was?
I knew that was the movie because it's the only one I've been in.
But what about Brody's many screen appearances?
I just felt it.
I thought that was the way to go, too. I was going to... Yeah. I wish you passed
Drop
it on.
Drop a Thunder?
No, I was going to go The Rocker. I wish you passed it on.
Mark
no,
plays...
I would have... Yeah.
I would have had
Mark
to go lower.
Plays the role of Leon in that movie?
Yeah.
What does Leon do? Does he get thrown out of the band for passing out during a rehearsal?
No. Leon's name is never said, for one. And... I worked on that movie, and I still don't know what Leon's purpose was. I was at his office.
Doug, can I tell you why I picked Tropic Thunder?
Real Please. Quick?
Because you said an actor playing an actor, right? Something like that in the
description?
Well,
one actor imitating another.
Okay, so I was thinking
sure.
Robert Downey Jr. playing the black guy mm-hmm. as a white guy.
Sure.
And then I was in Due Date with Robert Downey Jr. So I put that
I get your thinking, totally.
All right, so.
Yeah.
But nice. I didn't think of, I thought
it's
maybe.
Kind of like you were in Tropic Thunder.
Totally cool. Smart.
Okay. Good reasoning.
You were in Due Date?
Opening scene.
Oh, cool.
With that guy from Tropic Thunder.
Cool.
Ontario Airport.
Oh, man. Hey.
California.
Oh. So... JP is on the board with 1 point.
Hey!
So you had no choice but to make him name it. And so that means we're going to start with you, John. You get to pick a category, and then we're going to head towards JP. So Mark, you're up next.
Okay.
At Tom C. Judd suggested Rush, and that's Best Picture Oscar winners that are under 100 minutes long. There are actually a few of them. Celebrating a birthday today, I don't know if you guys are friends with him. I don't know if Kumail Nanjiani's friends with him, but Marc Maron is celebrating a birthday somewhere in the world. He's miserable. And so the films of Marc Maron, he's made some film appearances. And at RJ Moffa, M-O-F-F-A, suggested best picture, and that's Oscar-nominated baseball movies. Yeah.
That's for me?
Well, I thought it was a category you'd enjoy, but
you
don't get to pick the category, and now you've probably given John a reason not to pick that category. But let's see what he does.
I don't know, because I do like that category as well.
So you can go ahead
but
and take
it's
if you want.
It's either one or three.
Oh, Marc Maron.
No.
Poor
I
boy.
Don't, I don't know about that.
Lock the gates.
I'm going to go with Oscar-nominated baseball film. Let's do Oscar-nominated baseball.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like an Oscar-nominated baseball movie from 1984 or 1986? Let's call it 88.
Let's call both those years 88 or 184, 188 or 186, 88.
Let's pick between the two 88s.
Oh, both of them are from 88?
No. It's definitely 88 or 84.
Never seen someone use glasses like that in my life. Doug just held his glasses to the phone while staying probably 7 feet away. That's I like that. So they're both from 88, you said?
Yeah, pick one, goddammit.
Okay, what do you mean pick one? What are you talking?
Which year would you like?
No, but I don't know the years. 88 or what?
84.
Oh, thank you.
Pick one!
88.
Oh.
You can shorten that.
Okay. 3 stars from shorten it. We don't edit shit out of this. But that's a good idea.
Edit that part.
Okay.
Edit the part that you don't edit anything.
3 stars from Leonard for this movie that's about baseball, has baseball in it, and also got one or more Oscar nominations. Leonard calls this movie a bit sluggish at times.
Nice. No, Leonard, well done.
Mm-hmm. But he also says it has some seriously sexy scenes near the end. So that's an interesting way to find out Leonard is a butt man. And then he lists 7. I can't believe I almost said was, like he was dead. Leonard was a butt man, you guys. That's how I'm going to open the eulogy if he goes first. They'll let me talk. Don't worry about it. 7 names, John. Baseball movie, Oscar nominations.
I feel like I could...
Sluggish. Sexy.
I feel like I can do
I'm
it.
I'm feeling sluggish and sexy tonight.
I think I can do it, but I don't know if this was nominated. 7 names, huh?
Yeah, you can take them all if you want.
I can just go for it if I want. 88.
You could say 0 names.
If I'm
but
wrong,
don't then. Announce what you think the title is.
No, was it 88 or 84?
Next person gets to go.
I won't.
What was the final, 88 or 84?
This one was from 88.
Okay. I did this last time and it fucked me, but I'm going to do it again. I can do it in one name.
Okay, he says one name.
So I pass it to Mark.
What are you going
to
do with that, Mark?
Can you name it?
You have to name that movie, John Torr.
All right.
Fuck. Okay, now I think I got it. But I'm weirded out that
I'll tell you your one name.
Yep.
It's Max Patkin. Patkin, P-A-T-K-I-N, Max Patkin.
Oh, Max. Oh, I got it.
What do you think the movie is?
Okay, I'm just going to say it, and it's probably wrong because I'm between two, but it's got to be when I say sexy towards the end. Here it is. It is... Oh, fuck, was it nominated? Okay. I'm worried that it's going to be wrong.
I'm worried that we're not going to have time to finish
Bull
the game.
Durham.
Correct.
Yes! Yeah! Motherfucker!
Oh, boo.
I couldn't do that. It would be ruin something.
I knew that when you said Max Patkin, I knew it.
Did you?
He's a clown prince of baseball. Or was. He passed away. He does all the goofy, copies the first baseman. There's a movie about him, too.
I didn't know that was his name, but I know the clown prince.
Does Max that Patton. Mean I have to
sexy was Sexy was a great word. That helped.
That sexy is what that
Tim
movie
Robbins
is.
Was just...
That movie is sexy. Mm. Jockstraps.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
On the bus.
Arliss guy. Arliss.
I'm going to fuck that shit. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, let him on that fucking...
All right, now we're going to start with JP.
Fuck that shit.
And then we're going to go to Brody.
What happened?
So do I just... I never get a turn
start with
ever?
Brody, then go
I don't
Brody.
Understand anything. What's
you just
happening.
Had a turn. You blew it.
Oh, okay.
You sent it back this way.
Oh, yeah. All right.
We switched the order around. Everybody gets a chance.
So
at Squirrel Whisperer suggested...
And is this me or Brody?
This is you, JP.
Okay, all right.
But it might be Brody. No, it's you. It's
oh,
you.
This
it's
is Doug you. Loves Movies.
It's all you, JP. Welcome, Mark Forward.
Say thanks.
Thank you.
There you go.
Squirrel Whisperer suggested Purge Anarchy. Purge Anarchy. And that's a movie where more than one person has diarrhea. At Party in My Jeans suggested... Thanks for the plug. Thanks for the plug. And that's movies where someone dies in a bathtub. And for you guys, O Canada. And that's movies shot in Toronto that are supposed to be New York City.
All right, let's go with O Canada.
Yay. This movie was shot here. It was supposed to be New York. 1.5 stars from Leonard. The year didn't work out so good.
Oh, man, it's the rocker again.
The year is 2000. He says about this movie that there's an unrated version that's available. He also calls this movie... he says the lead actor in this movie gives a dynamic performance. And that it was followed by a direct-to-video sequel.
Direct to video, that's an expression. And then he lists 9 names. How many, JP?
I don't feel like I got a lot of information here. I'm going to say I can do it in 7 names.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to pull a Sam Levine. I don't think I...
0 names. 4.
So he's taken 7 out of them there, Brody. What do you think?
I don't... Yeah, not enough information. I could probably name it in 8.
We're not looking for what you can actually do.
You'll have to bid 6 to be one lower than JP's bid.
You know what?
Or you can ask him to name it.
Okay, I think I'll do that.
Right. What?
You want to name it? You, why don't you name it?
All right.
So he gets
JP
the names.
Gets 7 out of 9 names.
Should I have? I probably should have tried, but.
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. But is that what we're doing?
You can say 6,
don't
and then Mark would have
it.
To.
Don't pass
and then
it.
Mark would have to name it in 6,
I
or he'd have to pass it
attention.
On.
I wasn't paying attention.
There's no info.
You know what? I'll keep. You know what? Okay, I can name it in 6 names.
Yeah. You know what?
Show him, bro.
I can name it in 5 names. I can name it in.
Now
4.
That sounded like someone
I
named
Leon. I have no
Leon.
Idea what this is.
What?
Oh, sorry, go ahead. I was going to say I can name him in 4. Go ahead.
I said he sounded like someone named Leon the way he just said that.
Oh. But... Yeah, he did. You're absolutely right.
All right.
Sorry.
He said 5, and what do you say, John?
I mean, there's no info there. There's nothing. It's 2,000. It's double. That's all you've said. I got to say...
What? I said 1.5 from Leonard's.
Yeah.
It's not very good, according to him.
Yeah.
Year 2000. Filmed in Toronto and it's supposed to be New York.
That's nothing.
Wait, hang on.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I also said the lead actor gives a dynamic performance. And I also said did I mention the unrated version? And
straight
and it was
DVD,
followed by a directed
sequel,
video sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Those are great clues.
Doug did a face. I don't know if I can do
this.
I think I have to pass it. So it's now to me for 5?
Yeah, you can go 4. You could
I
say
know you're
3.
Just gonna send it back to me.
You could say
There's
2.
There's no way.
I don't know what JP would do with that.
What am I at?
I know.
Yeah,
4. Or you challenge him.
I said 5.
This is where
you know what
I'm
gonna get 5 out of 9 if you say name
it. I'm gonna send it to you for 4 or for 3 now.
No, you're saying 4.
You're saying 4.
4. Name it in 4.
Mr. Door,
motherfucker.
I would like you to hear 4 actors' names.
This is crazy.
Yeah,
man.
You predicted
straight
your own
DVD
your own
dynamic
undoing.
Performance.
Yeah. Here's your 4 names. Maybe those will help.
Oh, I could ask him to name it. Yeah.
I'll give you the 4 names.
Okay.
He just asked you to name it.
No, I know.
It's on you.
I understand.
Okay.
Please should tell me the 4 names. Where are your glasses? Put them on your phone.
You should have asked me.
I don't need them. I only need them for 8s and 6s.
Does your phone need glasses? Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's adorable.
What about double?
Why is your failing eye so cute?
I don't wear the glasses. My phone does.
Matt Ross. I did put my glasses on the phone.
I know you did.
Genevieve Turner's in this movie.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Justin Theroux.
Okay.
Mr. Jennifer Aniston.
What? Yeah, okay, sorry. Yeah. I thought you were naming
there
for
isn't.
A second.
No, Jennifer Aniston is not in this. Nor does she go by Mr. Jennifer Aniston. And Chloe Sevigny. Chloe Sevigny, yeah. The often naked Chloe Sevigny.
How many names was that? 3?
That's your 4 names.
That's my 4? I thought that was 3. No, quickly again, please. I'm so sorry.
You get 4, and Matt Ross not matter.
Okay, yeah.
Genevieve Turner, that's a good clue, I think.
Oh, man, if Matt Ross
Justin
is at
Theroux.
Home listening to this.
What?
That really hurt.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry, Matt.
He's going to strap on the tightest headband he can find. play along with the ride.
Justin Theroux and
Chloe Sevigny. Sevigny.
Dynamic performance.
We're out of time.
Okay. Straight to DVD. Second. There's no way this is even it, but I'm going to say liar, liar. I know it's a dumb one.
Any answer that's wrong could be considered a dumb answer. So don't feel bad. Because, you know,
I don't feel bad.
It seems like they probably did that. They probably shot that here, and it was supposed to be
I'm
here.
Thinking dynamic performance. There could have been a sequel I'm unaware of.
That was unrated.
You know, they go mental with the sequels.
Yeah.
They just, no ratings.
He's just lying about sexual
2000.
Diseases.
Does that even make sense? Yeah, it does. Liar, liar.
Okay, good answer.
It's wrong.
The correct answer is American Psycho. Yeah. And I think I just did this movie on the show recently because the word turgid is in the review. And we had a long discussion about turgid before. But right on schedule, our winner is J.P. Manoon.
Yeah. J.P.
By default. Yeah.
Great job.
Never had to answer a question.
Good for you.
Defense.
Let me get all the name tags. There were, I don't want to say losers. Let's just call you Donut Stompers. And can I have yours too there, Brody? Shit, this is hard. This is unwieldy. I got it. And then, thanks, John. And then the person who won all this stuff, what's the name again?
Jesse Usher.
Jesse.
Jumanji.
Can you come try to take all of it? Do you have a team of people that can help you?
Hey, here.
Carry away your glorious bounty.
Can Jesse have that back?
Any items you don't want, just feel free to leave them on the stage.
Jesse, if you don't want the pass. But you can have it. You can have it. Are you a Blue Jays fan, Jesse?
Do you want Brody to have that?
He wants Brody to have it back, you guys.
Thank you. It meant a lot to me. Joey Bats and I have the same beard.
Like when that little boy hit the girl behind him, the baseball.
Thank you for giving it back to me, Jesse.
Thank you, John.
Putting the mic in front of the speaker.
For making that noise. What a pro. Anything, no, don't do it again. Anything to plug, John Doerr?
I always like to, go to pearljam.com. They got some great stuff going on. Trying to help the independent scene a little bit. Check them out. Go ahead.
Mark Forward, still with us.
Yeah.
Still alive.
Headband and all.
When does it come off? Like at the very end or
no?
Now?
I'm going to wear it. I have
to three. Your other shows.
I'm going to wear it to my other shows tonight.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Finishing off at 11 p.m.
That's great. That's a performer, man.
And I'm not going to mention it to the other crowds.
You could slip it off while Meatballs is playing. No one would know.
Do you know Pete Holmes uses a vaporizer between shows, like a dehumidifier?
Oh, a dehumidifier. I thought you were like trying to out him as a podcast.
No, sorry. A humidifier between shows.
Oh, that's interesting.
It is very interesting.
Yeah, so you gotta keep your voice annoying if you're Pete Holmes.
Yeah! You can just check out my podcast, Mark Forward Podcast, at Mark Forward Podcast.
Mark Forward Podcast on iTunes.
Yeah.
Brody Stevens likes to podcast.
Yeah, I don't do it consistently enough, but would you like me to promote something?
Yeah, whatever you like.
That's the...
Yeah, you're right. Even though you have a tight headband on, you realize what's going on right now.
I'm currently on an American television show with David Spade and Nick Swardson and Chuck Liddell and Turtle from Entourage.
What's it called, the show?
Fox Sports Fantasy Football Uncensored. I don't know if it's available here, but it's a fun show. We do it all week through the football season, and it's a good time being up there with the guys.
Sounds fun. I'd watch that.
It's on once a week.
I don't give a shit about the game, but I'd watch that. Sounds fun. The game. JP, what's going on, man? Your show is coming back.
Yeah, we're
going
to start working on season 2 of Spun Out on CTV next week. You can see episodes from season 1 if you go to ctv.ca. Maybe they rerun on Comedy Channel right now. Or if you fly Air Canada, we're part of the in-flight entertainment.
Me and Wayne Gretzky watched it.
I begged 2 Australian girls sitting next to me to like, hey, sample this. Hey, try this out. They're like, thanks.
Yeah. You tried to get them to watch your show on
the
air?
Yeah, while I was sitting next to them, and then it got creepy where I was like, it's this easy. Just hit the button.
J.P. Manu, never desperate.
I don't think this shithead's going to go over well. One more round of applause for all of my guests, you guys. J.P. Manu, Brody Stevens, Mark Forward, and John Doerr. All right, as always, that guy wearing a bowler hat on the TTC who wouldn't move his bag off the seat next to him is a shithead.
Topical.
Griffin's friend Steve is a shithead. And this is a double, which I don't like permitting, but I think I have to just because of the reaction of this first one. The Toronto Blue Jays are a shithead.
Too soon.
But at least this guy picks his battles, and my printer for running out of ink is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch the cocky. Eyes of both his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in it.